The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Have shoulder or knee arthritis and thinking about surgery? Find out about stem cell therapy to repair tissue without having surgery. Call 303-757-7280 for a free stem cell consultation.
KNUS Denver,
a Salem Media Group station.
If you can't convince them, just confuse them. This is Peter Boyles on News Talk 710 KNUS.
We are back at 8 o'clock. The Godfather is out today, hopefully curled up in front of a fireplace somewhere. I'm Randy Corcoran, the Saturday morning guy. I do Wake Up with Randy Corcoran, 6 to 9 a.m., Denver's only live local conservative call-in show on Saturday mornings, and we do blow it up there. And if you want to email the show today, you've got to go through my show page, 710knus.com. Find Wake Up with Randy Corcoran, big red button to email the show. Been getting a lot of texts and tweets, been talking a lot about the blueprint, the organized effort by Jared Polis, Ted Stryker, Pat Stryker, Tim Gill, Ted Trumka, he's their Trumka, something like that. And yeah, I bet he'd hate it if his name was Trumka. But just brilliant. The Karl Rove of Colorado, except he's probably, I think he's much better than Karl Rove, much smarter and certainly much more effective, who for the last decade plus had put together the concerted effort to accomplish what the ultimate that was accomplished last Tuesday here in the state of Colorado. We are now a deep blue state with the first gay governor at the head of the ticket, Jared Polis, and he was one of the first four multi-millionaires who threw their resources, their brilliance, planning, and strategy together, not to promote their issues because they knew the issues would work themselves out. But they came together based on a gay rights agenda. That's what drew them together. And they determined that Democrats in charge were always going to be better than Republicans in charge. And so they didn't fight over the issues. They didn't put their money there. Instead, they built the ground game. And tomorrow night, Rappo Tea Party, we're going to talk about it. We're going to replay something you may have seen. But if you haven't read the blueprint in a while, reread it. It's so relevant now. And all of these players are at the highest levels of government now. And then come join us tomorrow night, 6:30, at the Arapaho Tea Party to watch the Rocky Mountain Heist. It's only about 40 minutes long. Great synopsis of the book. And these are things that Republicans, conservatives, Tea Partiers need to be thinking about because we got 2 years to get this right. And the Democrats don't stop after they win an election. We can't stop after we lose an election. Speaking of elections, some very important races are still undecided, and that includes the races down in Florida for the governor and the United States senator. Pure coincidence that one of my good friends now lives in Florida. I don't even know if he's there right now. We'll find out here pretty quickly when we welcome in activist, filmmaker, author, blogger, and my good friend Trevor Loudon. Good morning, sir.
Hi, Randy. Sorry about that. How are you? Yes, I'm looking over a lake in Florida, and the weather's beautiful here. It's not so good in Colorado.
That introduction was just so good. It just got you all choked up there, didn't it, Trevor?
Yeah, it did.
You're a real softy that way.
Yeah, I know. I'm just a ball of blubbering emotion, really.
So you are in the heart of the beast right now. We've got this crazy-looking criminal woman in charge of the Broward County elections. Can you help me understand why she hasn't been replaced, given that there have been court findings about her illegal activity, judges who've said it would be appropriate for her to be sanctioned or removed, a Republican governor who's now in the fight of his life for a Senate seat. Why is this woman even touching anywhere close to a ballot box?
Well, look, this is poetic justice for Rick Scott, you know. Rick Scott could have fired this woman, and he had ample reason and ample opportunity to do so. Now she is in a position to decide whether he becomes the senator or not. She has the power over his race. And so this is a good lesson for conservatives to play a lot more hardball and actually, you know, prosecute criminals. And she was committing acts that were illegal and was allowed to remain in her job. And now she is in a position to decide the governor's race and the senator's race. So, which is pretty tragic for Florida, I have to say. But hopefully right will prevail in this instance. And I think we'll win the governor's race down here. Rick Scott is a bit more in doubt. But it just goes to show the level of corruption that has been allowed to flourish. And the Republicans are going to take a big chunk of the blame for this by not calling it out. Now, Republicans do not challenge voter fraud. They haven't for years. And now it's rampant. So, and Republicans are losing races because of it.
I asked this question of Bill Pasco from Tea Party Patriots in the 6 o'clock hour of the show. Why is it that...
Did you lose me, Dave?
Say what? Are you there? Trevor?
Hello?
Yeah, no, we got you. Can you hear us?
Hello?
We're here. All right, we'll put...
Oh, sorry, I thought you'd lost me there.
All right, good. I'm glad you're back. Yeah, you were coming in loud and clear. And I asked this of Bill Pasco from Tea Party Patriots this morning in the 6 o'clock hour. Why, when we see these truckloads of ballots, when we have election officials not complying with deadlines, when all of these unfound ballots or previously unaccounted for ballots start showing up well after the election, why do they always benefit the Democrats? It's what elected Al Franken. What'd they have, 4, 5, 6 recounts up there before they finally had enough to declare the Democrat, former sort of comedian Al Franken, the winner up there? Broward County, the Bush election, it's amazing. And in Arizona, all of the new ballots that keep pouring in continue to favor the Democrats. You'd think that it would raise a flag for somebody eventually.
Well, if you look at that Minnesota race, you know, Al Franken back in 2008, the Secretary of State of Minnesota at that time was a man called Mark Ritchie, who was a secret Communist Party supporter. So he found the race, he found the ballots to get Al Franken elected, and Al Franken's vote was the one that basically gave us Obamacare. So these things have consequences. They have huge consequences. And the Republicans have been just so slack on going after this. And I think President Trump needs to do a major operation through the Justice Department. And hopefully there'll be a much more hardcore attorney general after this, who actually goes after and prosecutes vote fraud. Now, this is a felony offense. And it's happening on a regular basis in all sorts of states, and the future of the nation hangs in the balance. It's just unconscionable that this is allowed to continue.
So were you surprised by the results of the 2018 midterms last week?
I thought we would win in the Senate. I thought we'd get 3, 4, 5 seats in the Senate. And I thought we may possibly hold the House by 3 or 4 votes. I expected it to be really close in the House. So I wasn't particularly surprised that we lost the House, but I had thought it might be a little bit narrower margin.
What do you see?
Especially after the Kavanaugh hearings, I thought that lifted our base, which it did, but just not enough.
What do you attribute it to? You know, we took a shellacking here in Colorado. We are officially the bright blue state. Have you ever read the blueprint?
Yep. And this is what it is. You're exactly right. See, the Democrats are not fighting over the issues. What they are doing, especially in the southern states and southwestern states, What they're doing is they're going for identity politics. They're doing massive voter registration drives amongst the black and Latino populations in the South and Southwestern states. And they are basically the... Excuse me, sorry about that. And what they're doing, and you saw this in Colorado, they basically didn't fight over the issues, but they signed up their base. They did massive voter registration drives, and the Republicans sat back and were complacent and let it happen. And now they looks like they're going to win the Senate race in Arizona, and we came very, very, very close to losing in Florida and Georgia with the governor's races there. And I just want to make a little point there. You know, the only reason I believe that we saved or should save Georgia and Florida, because they ran progressive hard left candidates, and they mobilized the black and Latino and Muslim bases in those states. And the only reason we won is because in both of those states, with Brian Kemp I've just forgotten his name now, the candidate in Florida, they ran very strong conservative.
Ron DeSantis.
Who ran a very strong conservative message. And that was enough to rally our base. See, the Democrats in Florida, they got a 40% uptick on their 2014 midterm elections, 40%. But what they didn't figure is because we ran a conservative in this state, the Republican uptick was even bigger. Now, if they'd run a moderate Republican, they would have lost. If they'd run a moderate Republican in Georgia, they would have lost. And this is a huge lesson for Colorado and the Cory Booker Senate race in 2020.
Cory Gardner.
And I think Cory Gardner Senate race in 2020. And the Mike Kaufman experience should show you where running as a moderate and pandering to the illegal immigrant base leads you.
Yeah, this Cory Gardner race coming up, very, very interesting, because obviously we have a completely disheartened and debilitated Republican base here in Colorado. We had a Republican Party that was very inefficient. The blueprint, as you will recall, talked about how Jared Polis and Pat Stryker, Tim Gill, and Rutt Bridges all came to the conclusion that the parties were absolutely useless, that they didn't want to focus their energy or resources on the parties because campaign finance reform limited the amount of money that could be funneled through party organizations and really limited the utility of the party structure. So they went about setting up their own entities where unlimited amounts of money, some of it that didn't even have to be disclosed necessarily, or at least the identity of the donors didn't have to be disclosed. And they've continued to grow and build those resources. Jared Polis knocked on 1 million doors in the state of Colorado, not personally, but his worker bees. And the Republicans couldn't come anywhere close to touching that. So,
yeah.
Should the focus, you know, Cory Gardner is the incumbent United States senator. He figured out a way to win in Colorado 6 years ago, 4 years ago. He's going to be up for election in 2 years, and he is not going to come back to us as some return to his original Tea Party, rock-ribbed conservative roots. He's going to be who he is. Now, he's going to have unlimited amounts of money because he's in charge of these United States Senate elections. He's the head of that committee. So how do you think that Colorado Republicans and conservatives should be assessing how we react to Cory Gardner when we come back? I'm hearing the arguments, hey, shouldn't be any primary. We all got to get on board. We got to do that thing. But you're talking about the fact that without a Ron DeSantis in Florida and Brian Kemp in Georgia, those would have been two more losses for Republicans.
Yeah, and I think you saw that with Mike Kaufman. You know, he's done everything he could to bend over backwards to the illegal immigrant coalition. And as soon as they had a candidate that could take him out, they did it. Now, that's going to be the fate of Cory Gardner because the left are going to pour billions of dollars into Colorado to tip that Senate seat. He's one of the most vulnerable. And if he runs as a moderate and just to get along, to go along, good old boy, they're going to run a progressive Latino Democrat against him. They're going to rally the base. They're going to put billions into it, do massive voter registration, massive door knocking, and he will lose. So the only chance he's got, in my opinion, is to return to his Tea Party base and fire up the base, the conservative base. And if he's not willing to do that, I think there has to be a primary challenge against him, you know, because you are going to lose. It's as simple as that. You saw what happened with Walker Stapleton and Jared Polis. You saw what happened with Mike Kaufman. You know, unless you run as a hardcore conservative and rally the base statewide, you're not going to beat the blue wave in Colorado. And if Cory Gardner thinks he can do it with lots of money, he's delusional because they're going to have more money than him and 100 times more door knockers than him, and they will win. So I think that's the only alternative for Colorado. He either returns to his base really, really, really quick, which I don't know if he will do. I doubt that he will do. No. But otherwise, there has to be a serious primary challenge mounted within weeks.
You know, Mitch McConnell has found a way to do this. For 4 years of every one of his Senate terms, he will be the senator that we love to hate and challenge. And, you know, he's certainly elevated some of his street cred in my book by holding back the Merrick Garland nomination and getting these two Supreme Court justices through. He's been doing a great job running judges through the Senate, et cetera. But he always becomes very, very conservative about, you know, right about now, like next year, he's going to be a much more conservative Cocaine Mitch. But I don't think that the base in Colorado would trust a change in Cory Gardner if he showed up saying, "Okay, I see the light."
Yeah, I can't hear you. Sorry.
Oh, I don't think that that Cory Gardner would get the trust of the base back because of how quickly he ran away from his conservatism, his Tea Party values, his rock ribbed conservative positions once he got into federal office.
Yeah, I don't think that's really problematic for him. I don't think he's got much of a chance of doing that because the base is not going to trust him. He's, by supporting the Gang of Eight, he really screwed himself just like Marco Rubio did in Florida. So, you know, I think Colorado Republicans and conservatives need to go and have a meeting with Cory and lay it out real quick. If you don't return to your base and stop this moderate sort of wishy-washy stuff, we are going to primary you. And that, I think that needs to happen really, really fast.
It's fascinating. Social media has been very active this morning on the Peter Boyle Show, and I just got a tweet that says, asking New Zeal blog, would you say that Colorado went down the Googler?
Down the Googler.
Down Googler, the Googler,
yeah.
You know, I made a clip of the first time you said that on my Saturday morning show, and I play it every now and then when it seems appropriate. It's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. It's not a phrase you hear a lot in America, but it's very common in New Zealand. And, you know what it means.
Yeah.
And, and by the way, they don't flush anti-clockwise in the South, apparently. That's a bit of an illusion.
So in the couple minutes we've got left, looking ahead to 2020, you know, two things. I always try and be the optimist and hope to have a little pragmatism thrown in there as well. But I do think that the Democrats taking back the House with Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters being the face of the Democrat Party, that creates a real opening for Donald Trump in 2020 because he's not going to back down. He's not going to let up. At least there's no sign that he'll change his tactics going forward. In Colorado, I expect a great deal of overreach, gun grabbing, taxation, et cetera. And so if Republicans, if conservatives respond appropriately, kind of follow the Donald Trump method of not just competing, but instead taking the fight to the opponent, that 2020 could be an opportunity to bounce back, not only nationally, but here in the state of Colorado.
Yeah, I think that's the only strategy to go forward. See, the Democrat base, the progressive base is very energized, and they're on a roll, and they're going full on to appease their own, you know, to please their own base. The Democratic Party is not going back to the middle. It's going more and more and more progressive. So unless the Republican Party doubles down on conservatism, constitutional values, and all the things it stands for, unless it energizes its base, it is, we're in for big trouble. We're going to lose. So the only chance we have is to double down, take the fight to the enemy, and fly the conservative banner. You know, nothing else is going to do it. And if you have candidates who are not willing to do that, you have to primary them straight away. Get it out of, you know, get it out of the way as soon as possible. And that's a huge message to Colorado, and that's a message to the nation in general. I know the president wants to double down, but will the Republican Party double down? That's the key issue. And if it doesn't, it's in big trouble.
It's another benefit, I think, of what happened. I know we've got to get to the pause here, but you know, a lot of these Republican House seats were easy pickings because Republicans retired. The anti-Trumpers, the moderate wing, they found an excuse because of this president being in place to just vacate that seat. And the senators that have been elected to increase our numbers in the U.S. Senate are more of the conservative group. So slowly and surely, we're putting that back into play. And, boy, I agree with you. We either have to fight for these values that do get our base energized, because Republican light does not bring moderates or, you know, Democrat lights to our table, because why would they? There's no reason, nothing to draw them to us.
Well, that's exactly right. And the Democrats have learned that lesson. They're not going back to the middle. They're going full-on progressive. So this is a, you know, do we fly our values or not? Because if we just go Republican light, you know, we might as well kiss it goodbye right now. And I think that is the only message that I can take from the last election that makes any sense to me.
All right, Trevor, good to hear your perspective. We'll talk to you again soon. Enjoy the sunshine down in Florida, and make sure not to screw up the outcome of these recounts, will you please?
Oh, look, I'm doing my best down here. Absolutely.
Get around.
We'll deliver Florida for you, don't you worry.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
You
bye.
Bet. All right. We do have to take a break. We'll have some open lines. 303-696-1971. 303-696-1971. We're also going to talk with one of the co-authors of The Blueprint before the end of the show. So I hope you'll stick around. I'm Randy Corporan in for Peter Boyles. Stay with us here at 710 KNUS.
Take your time out there. I-70 is heaviest eastbound, starting just past Sheridan to York. Then it's slow but not too bad out through Peña Boulevard. I-25 south is tighter than usual from Santa Fe through to Arapahoe Road. Northbound I-25, you're heavy from Orchard to Yale. This report is sponsored by the Epic Local Pass. The Epic Local Pass gets you access to Vail, Beaver Creek, Breck, Keystone, Arapahoe Basin, and more. Now includes unlimited, unrestricted access to Crested Butte. Last chance to get your pass is November 18th. EpicPass.com. I'm Cynthia Vail, 710 KNUS, First Alert Traffic.
Hi, it's Peter Boyles here for Apple Air. Heating, cooling, plumbing, and electric is getting cold, so let's be honest, nobody likes a cold house. Does your furnace seem to be running all the time and your home could be leaking money? Let Apple Air, heating, cooling, and plumbing, and electric come and help you with drafty rooms and inconsistent room temperatures. For a limited time, Apple Air, heating, cooling, plumbing, and electric is offering a new whole home energy audit. That's right. Apple Air's team of pros will come to your home, perform a top-to-bottom inspection of your home, including the attic, every level, all doors, windows, walls, appliances, exteriors, and foundation. Also perform a safety check for carbon monoxide issues, any gas leaks. Apple Air will give you the report card for your home and tell you how they can improve your home. Plus, an Excel customer, if you're there, you may receive a rebate of up to $200. Restrictions do apply. Call our friends Apple Air today. Make sure you tell them Peter Boyle sent you for a special discount. Schedule your whole home audit, 303-733-2813, 303-733-2813, or visit thehomecomfortguys.com. It's thehomecomfortguys.com.
Vapor rates may apply. Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Denver? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Denver area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Denver is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000 right now because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
Just call 800-601-7780. 800-601-7780. Don't wait. Call now. 800-601-7780. 800-601-7780.
Colorado Flat Beer Realty. Colorado Flat Beer Realty. Pay less, keep more, save thousands.
Do you think you pay too much to sell a house? Hi, this is John Vizzi with Colorado Flat Fee Realty. If you sell a $400,000 house and the agent charges you 6%, that'll cost you $24,000 for just a few days' work. Colorado Flat Fee Realty has a much better way. On a $400,000 sale, you would save $10,300 with Colorado Flat Fee Realty. Why would you list with anyone else? Call 303-300-9660 or visit ColoradoFlatFeeRealty.com.
Colorado Flat Fee Realty. Colorado Flat Fee.
Co-op applies.
There is a better way to do real estate. Colorado Flat Fee Realty. Call 303-300-9660. That's 303-300-9660. Or visit ColoradoFlatFeeRealty.com today.
Hey, folks, I'd like to tell you what's smart and what's not so smart. Job sites that overwhelm you with tons of the wrong resumes. Now, what is smart? ZipRecruiter.com/Prager. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't wait for candidates to find you. ZipRecruiter finds them for you. Its powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes, identifies people with the right skills, education, and experience for your job, and actively invites them to apply so you get qualified candidates fast. ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the United States. This rating comes from hiring sites on Trustpilot with over 1,000 reviews. Right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/Prager, ZipRecruiter.com/Prager. One more time, ZipRecruiter.com/Prager. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Hi, it's Peter Boyles, and autumn in Colorado's incredible. From red and gold colors painting the trees to the first dustings of snow, baseball's over, football's rolling hard, and John Medved's incredible season-ending event. You can enjoy amazing opportunities on the entire all-wheel drive Cadillac lineup, including the CT6, CTS sedans, and right now, amazing offers. John has them right now in the all-wheel drive 2.0 liter ATS coupe. Go to medved.com and take a look. When you're there, click on the owner benefits graphics on the screen and see what you get for being a Cadillac buyer. The snow's coming. Perfect time to buy the all-wheel drive XT5, the crossovers, or Colorado's favorite, the Cadillac Escalade. Just in, John has the all-new Cadillac XT4 crossover, both in sport and luxury models. So find everything you need, medvedcadillac.com. John Medved, Medved Cadillac's incredible season event, Medved Cadillac on I-70 Wheat Ridge, exit Kipling, exit Ward, exit the giant Medved Autoplex today.
More stimulating talk with Peter Boyles on 710 KNUS.
Yeah, in spite of everything, very important to remember that it's Veterans Day today. We're celebrating Veterans Day today. A lot of us are. If you're working, just be careful. Super cold out there, 21 degrees, snow backing off. But drive it slow. Roads have been slick all morning long. So good to have you along. Peter Boyles will be here tomorrow, bright and early. I'm Randy Corcoran filling in. I'm the Saturday morning guy. Wake up with Randy Corcoran from 6 to 9 a.m., where we do Denver's only live local conservative call-in show on a Saturday morning. And, boy, we keep it hot all morning long. Really excited to talk to our next guest, and didn't know we were going to have him this morning. Glad that we do. Former Colorado State Representative from the Evergreen Conifer area, Jefferson County, and someone we've been sort of, in a way anyway, talking about quite a bit this morning, the co-author of the book, The Blueprint, How the Democrats Won Colorado and Why Republicans Everywhere Should Care. Rob Whitwer joins the show. Rob, good morning, sir. Thank you.
Good morning, Randy. It's great to be on.
Yeah, I was glad to know that you were listening, and really appreciate you took a minute to call in, because
my pleasure.
I read your book years ago when it first came out. It's been on my shelf. After the results of the midterms here in Colorado last week, I pulled it back out and reread it. And what is so remarkably amazing is I just put myself in Jared Polis's place when he was at that Rockies, Arizona spring training camp get together, watching Bill Owens batting and those guys talking, and just thinking about how those people, those Democrats, came together with this vision, taking the issues out of the way and simply making the determination that Democrat rule is going to be better for Colorado from their perspective than Republican rule, and we're going to focus, understand the current limits on campaign donations, et cetera, and instead we're going to take advantage of our vast wealth, and we're going to set up a machine that nobody will see coming. And apparently, even though now we see it, it's here, we still have nothing to push back with it on.
Yeah, it's just such a simple observation, isn't it, that we want to win, and we're going to do what it takes to win. And we'll talk about policy later, but unless we win, we're not going to be in a position to enact policy. So let's focus on winning first. Very, very simple, but I say that, but I don't think the Republican Party, certainly not in this cycle, but going all the way back to that, there have been very few times when I've seen our party get together and be as single-minded about winning as the Dems were in 2004 and since then.
Yeah, and the other thing that is just amazing to me, Ted Trimka has been on 710 KNUS before the election.
Yes.
He did a debrief looking back after the election. They opened themselves up to you and your co-author, Adam Schrager, as you were writing the blueprint. Put everything on the table. Just put it all out there. And
yeah.
They don't even care that we know what they've done to us and how they've done it. That's how confident they are that we won't. Maybe they just understand that Republicans are always herding cats and never actually getting organized to do anything.
Well, I do know that they count on and they encourage and they appreciate when our party has infighting. I think that, if you take a look at some of their blogs, what they'll do is they'll try to chum the water with disputes. So if there's a conflict between two members of the Republican Party, they'll encourage it. They'll stoke those fires. It's healthy for a party like ours. And I think that this is a strength of the Republican Party too, in that we come to this party through ideas. We don't come through identities. And so we argue about ideas and we have good, robust arguments. But as you get closer to election day, certainly when you get, into the summer of the, before the election, the time for those conversations is over, and now it's time to focus on winning. And if you don't, we won't have a seat at the table. And that's the lesson, unfortunately, that I keep wondering. It's been 8 years since we wrote the book. I, you know, I don't think we've learned that lesson. I don't see any signs that we're on the verge of learning it. You know, if I may, when I my first political job, I was an intern in high school, a volunteer at the Jefferson County Republican headquarters in Denver West. And when that at that time, I think there were something like 14 or 15 state legislators in Jefferson County, and every single one of them was a Republican. And through the 90s, if you went to a Jeffco Republican assembly, we always have at the beginning, the chairman would say, well, we're going to have a word. We're going to let all of our elected officials say a few words. You know, you look at your watch, 45 minutes later, they're still going on. There were so darn many Republican elected officials in Jeffco that would take up the whole meeting. We used to joke, let's just have the people who aren't elected officials speak, and we can get on with our meeting sooner. Well, after Tuesday, I think we've got one state legislator in Jeffco who's a Republican, and I haven't taken a look at all the final vote tallies, but we lost ground in the county seats too. The Jeffco elected officials could fit into a phone booth now, and that's not a problem just for governing. That's a problem for the bench. That's a problem for infrastructure. That's a problem for maintaining. And, you know, digging out any one of these seats you look at and you say, oh, well, we probably couldn't have won that one, Once you get to the point where you're almost about to win a majority, it would have been really nice to win that seat up in Arvada. It would have been really nice to win my old seat in the West Jeffco area that has never been held by a Democrat. We could have held that seat, and we didn't. And every single one of them you lose, maybe you will never get it back. It's really hard to do it. Elections are hard to win. So the key is being unified. If the party's not unified, we're not going to get any of these seats back, and we'll be California.
Well, you know, I would love to explore some of those conclusions with you. Maybe we can get you on for a more extended visit on Saturday, this Saturday, or sometime really, really soon. Would you be open to that?
I'd have to check the kid's schedule.
Sure, sure.
I am a
I'll reach
I'm a
out to you
for a bunch of children.
Yeah. Well, we do it early.
Yeah, I'd love to talk to you about it.
Yeah, we do it early. I'll reach out to you. You and I can have a conversation off the air. We'll be talking about your book, The Blueprint, tomorrow night at the Arapaho Tea Party meeting. We're going to be showing the kind of video version of The Blueprint, Rocky Mountain Heist, tomorrow night at our final Arapaho Tea Party meeting of the year. Rob, I really am glad to know that you were listening, and thanks very much for calling into the show this morning.
My pleasure.
All right.
Thanks very much.
Yeah,
all right, bye now.
You bet. We'll explore those conversations with Rob at another time when we have more time. Real quick, dear friend, somebody who lost his race, one of the closer races in the blowout in Arapaho County, very interested to see what's next for outgoing Arapaho County Clerk and Recorder Matt Crane. So let's squeeze him in real quick before the break. Matt, good morning, sir.
Hey, Randy. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Well, it was a tough week last week, but, you know, the sun came up, and, you know, we're trying to figure out what's next and what we can do to help get things going in the right direction again.
Yeah, yeah, that's the political side. Of course, you know, what people don't think about, maybe this doesn't apply so much to the state house because it's kind of it's a full-time gig with part-time pay. But as clerk and recorder, that was how you won the bread for your family. So what are you interested in doing? Are you even looking that far ahead yet?
Well, I'm starting to look that far. You know, what's next? You know, election administration has been my career path and my passion. So I think I'd like to stay somewhere in and around elections administration, but, you know, we'll see what happens. You know, I've heard from a couple of folks that might be interested or have a position, so we'll see what happens.
Well, if you want to go get a law degree real quick, my law firm is growing like a weed, so just give me a couple of minutes. You watch the votes come in. You watch the Democrats slowly close the gap and then pull ahead. This election had nothing to do with merit. The Walker Stapleton was far more qualified to run this state. Our Arapaho County Sheriff, one of the finest sheriffs perhaps in the country, far more qualified than the, I don't know, kind of rent-a-cop that won the Arapaho County Sheriff's position. The person who took over your job does not have the depth of experience, perspective, or understanding on how to make that office work. This was not an election based on the merit of the candidates at all.
No, it wasn't. I think that's one of the really frustrating things here. You know, if this had been an open job application and not an election, I don't think our opponent's resume, I think they would have been filtered out by human resources for not being qualified. So that's one of the frustrating things. But with elections, you know, I think the other side did a very good job in playing off people's emotions. And I think we've heard on your show and other shows since last Tuesday about the incredible infrastructure that the Democrats have built up. I think the Jason Crow campaign, I think his campaign ran a really, really good race, and they raised all boats here in Arapahoe County. And we're able, you know, for whatever reason, we're able to convince people that qualifications didn't matter, or they just misrepresented what their qualifications were versus what Dave and mine and Mark Scott's qualifications
were. Sure. Have you read the blueprint, Matt?
I have. It's been a long time. Yeah. I have.
Well, reread it. I just did. I'm not quite done with it, but I'll have it done in the next day or so. And we're going to be talking about it tomorrow night at the Arapahoe Tea Party and showing the video Rocky Mountain Heist, about 40-minute version of the blueprint. Just fascinating, especially now that we can see just how successful that plan has been. I know you and I will be talking. You did such a masterful job, so much improvement in customer service and access. Department of Motor Vehicle, even, you know, the driver's license portion even ran great in your county. And we're going to miss you, brother, but I know you'll be around. I look forward to seeing you very, very soon.
Absolutely, Randy. I'll do my best to be there tomorrow night.
All right. Sounds good, Matt. Thank you so much. All right, we've got full lines, so let's get to our break now so we can get into every single call when we come back on the other side. Peter Boyle Show, final segment. I'm Randy Corporan on 710 KNUS.
News Talk 710. Update.
Tom Mueller in the News Talk 710 KNUS News Center. The Florida Secretary of State orders a machine recount in the razor-thin Senate, Governor, and Agricultural Commissioner races. The Democrat candidate for governor, Andrew Gillum, originally conceded to Republican Ron DeSantis, but now a recount has been ordered and he has withdrawn his concession. Other races still in doubt are in Arizona and Georgia. President Trump is again arguing that the nations of the world need to pay their fair share for protection. In a series of tweets this morning, he said that the U.S. pays large portions of other countries' military protection while also losing hundreds of billions of dollars in unfair trade deals. Jared Manzanares, accused of shooting and killing a man in a Westminster Walmart parking lot, is due in court tomorrow. Scattered snow showers this morning, sunny this afternoon, with a high temperature only reaching near 30. Warmer tomorrow and Wednesday, mid-40s tomorrow, mid-50s Wednesday, currently 20 at KNUS. Weather this hour brought to you by Colorado Flat Fee Realty. Pay less and keep more. ColoradoFlatFeeRealty.com.
It is slow out there for good reason. I-70 is the worst eastbound from Sheridan to the Coliseum. Westbound, you're on the brakes from Tower Road all the way to Steele before it becomes more manageable. Good news on I-25 south near Thornton. The crash has moved out of the way, so things are picking up. This report is sponsored by Wingstop. Now, Wingstop delivers the bold, crave-worthy flavors you want right to your door. Call up and have all your favorites delivered right to you. Order Wingstop delivery today. I'm Cynthia Vail, 710 KNUS First Alert Traffic.
Hi, it's Peter Boyles. Look, I want to tell you about American Financing. They really are the benchmark for everybody in the state of Colorado. Been in business since 1990, licensed in all 50 states. It's a Colorado family-owned and operated business right in our own backyard. Again, they're known for custom loan programs, fast closing, and no upfront fees. Longtime friends and great guys. You're a veteran, haven't used your VA benefits, great interest rates this low, time to do it again. Worried about down payments or closing costs? Don't be. American Financing is participating, and it's called CHAFA. It's a lender providing Coloradans with a low down payment assistance, getting into a home for as little as $1,000. Pre-qualifying 10 minutes, closing as fast as 10 days, they're out there. Your credit card interest rate is probably way higher than your mortgage rate, so you put these together, consolidate the debt. Enjoy savings of $500 to $1,000 a month. They are our best friends, and they do the job well. American Financing, 303-695-7000, NMLS 182-334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate. Hi, it's Peter Boyles. Look, we have gone on great vacation trips together, Belgium and France, and last summer, of course, we went into Italy. And now we're going to go to Ireland, the Emerald Isle. That's right. Go home. Come with me. Conservative Tours, next spring in Ireland. We've talked about these tours, and people that have gone before, you know, to come again. This means the Ireland you've always dreamt about, the Blarney Stone, the castles, the culture, the literature, and, of course, travel and seeing it. The warm embrace of Ireland. I've been once before, and it's the best. four-star hotel properties, luxury motor coaches, professional caliber service, the Friends, conservative tours. Ken's our guy. It doesn't miss. Prices are right. Call the man up, 888-733-9494. This is going to sell out. We're going to leave, and of course, the embarkation point for the ill-fated Titanic passengers they left from Ireland. Call Ken today. Conservative Tours for all the details, 888-733-9494. 888-733-9494. Let's go to Ireland.
It's quite possibly the most important advance known to humankind. I'm talking, of course, about the garage door opener. Don's Garage Doors is proud to make your life easier. Endorsed and recommended by Dave Logan himself with over 30 years' experience, Don's Garage Doors stands behind their work and does the job right every time. Their uniformed professional installers are experienced, background checked, and courteous. Don's Garage Doors is the answer in the Denver metro area for garage door repair and replacement, as well as springs and openers. For reasonable prices and same-day service in many cases, count on the professionals at Don's Garage Doors, because neither snow, nor rain, nor dark of night will stop our doors from opening and closing. Online at donsgaragedoors.com. When you need it done right today, it's donsgaragedoors.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Hey, it's Adam Adams, and I'm in the inner circles of the top real estate professionals in the country, and many of them will be here in Denver on November 17th and 18th to dive deep into the concept of OPM. This is a real concept, and I've done hundreds of apartments and homes with other people's money. If you want to learn these strategies, I've asked other famous podcast hosts, multifamily syndicators, and big-time fix and flippers to come share how they do real estate with OPM. I know you'll get value from this event. So go to RaisingMoneySummit.com right now to get your tickets today.
Knowledge is power, and being up to date on gun laws and how to protect yourself from harm, both physically and legally, is key. Be prepared. Enroll in Centennial Gun Club's Concealed Carry Refresher Course. On Wednesday, November 28th, Centennial Gun Club offering Refresher Concealed Carry class, especially for 710 KNUS listeners for $7.10. Classes fill up quickly, so visit CentennialGunClub.com/Peter, CentennialGunClub.com/Peter, and sign up now.
Go to 710KNUS.com to download our free mobile app and listen to 710KNUS on your phone, anytime, anywhere. Message and data rates apply.
Now, back to the Peter Boyle Show.
All right, time is short, so we're going to jump right back to it. Chuck and Julie will be here this afternoon. I know Stefan's been a little under the weather. I think he's planning to be here later on this afternoon as well, so I hope you'll stick around for that. I'm Randy Corcoran. Saturday morning, 6 to 9 o'clock, Wake Up with Randy Corcoran. Hope you will join us every Saturday morning. Things have been on fire over there, and there's so much to talk about. In reading through the blueprint, former state senator Bruce Carnes was one of the victims, the first victims of the blueprint, and he was listening to the show, and his comment was 14 years and no lesson learned. So very true. I promised we'd work through these calls. Let's keep them short and quick. Let's start with Dan. Dan, welcome to the show. Dan?
Oh, am I on?
Yeah, you got to jump, man. We're low on time.
Okay. Yeah, with regard to Cory Gardner in 2020, this would say that, sort of like the other fellow said, that if you don't join up with Trump, you wind up like in no man's land, and they pin Trump on you anyway, like they did with Mike Kaufman,
sure,
saying he voted with him 96% of the time. So you know, that would be my advice to Cory Gardner, is that you have to jump on the Trump bandwagon or you're left out in the cold.
Dan, good stuff. Thanks for waiting. Let's go to Gary. Gary, good morning.
Oh, hi. I think, you know, the Republican Party, especially in this state, has been a failure for probably at least 10 or 12 years. And that's about the time that I think, if I recall right, was when you got involved with the Tea Party, I think it was called. So I would suggest that that you and the other people who formed the Tea Party step away and turn the reins over to people maybe in their 20s, 30s, and 40s that are a little more in touch with Colorado citizens, and that may be the problem. I think we just need to drain the swamp, and that would include you and the other people who formed the Tea Party and have been such a failure in moving the state in the right direction. So that's all I wanted to say. I'll let you get to your next caller.
All right, Gary, thank you. Advice from a leftist. I always really take that to heart. And I would just ask him to look at the 1,000 legislative seats that the Tea Party took over during the Obama administration. The fact that we do have a President Donald J. Trump and a Supreme Court that is heading ever more conservatively, and if I can speak, conservatives, we're not going anywhere. And we welcome young people, just not young, brain-dead leftists. Let's wrap up the show with Father Hugh, who's been patiently waiting. Hugh, we've got about 2.5 minutes. Go, sir.
Well, I'll make it snappy. That's a first for me. First of all, that call was absurd. You guys were the only hope that us people out here who want results had. And by the way, I would mention something. Sean Hannity did some best of over the weekend. And one of the things that turned me off, the Republicans had 6.5 years to repeal and kept protesting and did show votes on Obamacare. And then when it came to nut cutting time, they bailed and whatever. But that's not the point of the call. Two, some very narrow things. If you want us, in addition to the blueprint, if you want to go on Chuck and Julie, it was either the day after the election or the day after the day after, and they had Ted Trimpa on. Spine chilling, because what he revealed was it's continual all the time and highly technical, meaning they use the net to determine people's profile, and that's how they do the modeling for the campaign literature. It was incredible. Final piece, let's form a committee and we'll call it the People's Campaign. We need to have constant money raising. I was very disappointed when Tom Tancredo had to pull out because he didn't have enough money. And I called in and I said, we need, let's have a Never Again Fund in which we have constant fundraisers and we feed a kitty to make our own money and not Anschutz's. And the other piece, final piece, for our committee,
the second final piece,
we need Jan Cook and George Athanasopoulos.
Yeah, no, they're brilliant. Joy Overbeck weighs in well as
sure.
Well. Your perspective, your mind, we all have to get together and revamp. There's no question about it. And the participation on Chuck and Julie's show by Ted Trimpa has been absolutely
Trimpa. There's no K.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, there's a K and it's Trimpa. And but regardless, it's been fascinating because they lay it all out there. They don't care. They think we are so far gone and so far away from being able to compete with what they're doing that they talk about it freely, and that should be a very strong lesson. Hey, Hugh, I know you live a little further away, but tomorrow at the Arapaho Tea Party, 6:30, we're going to play the Rocky Mountain Heist. That's the 45-minute documentary that really synopsizes the blueprint. Ted Trimpa is very prominent in the blueprint as well. And like you just said, man, we've got to be busy immediately because
yeah.
We've got to. And I just looked it up. You're right. There is no K. Ted Trimpa. So thanks for the correction there.
Yeah, well, I call him, you know, there's the scene from I think it's St. Matthew when the devil takes Christ to the top of the mountain and says, I'll give you all of this. And I call Trimpa the Beelzebub, the prince of devils. He's smooth as glass. And
yeah, these guys are so very smart, and we either need to learn or just get in line and be told what to do for the rest of our lives.
I said, after he called in, after he spoke, I called in, and I said, you know, I listened. My blood ran cold listening to the mechanics of the election, and I said, goodbye, Mr. Caffrey's civics class in high school.
Yeah. Good stuff, you. Thanks for being the last caller of the day today. Really been a good time joining you on the Peter Boyle Show. Peter will be back tomorrow. I will see you bright and early 6 a.m. on Saturday for Wake Up with Randy Corcoran. And Hugh Hewitt is next. Chuck and Julie at 1. Stephen Tubbs, if he's feeling better, at 4. And we're just back to it for another day. Stay safe, stay warm. See you Saturday. I'm Randy Corcoran. Always remember, never forget, God loves you, and so do I.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.